Okay, so we're holding by, now we're holding by Parshas Beshalach, and coming off of Parshas Bo. But like we said last week, that the inyan is of these Parshios is that it's one big hemshech. I mean, it starts with Shemos, and then Shemos leads you into the Va'ira. And we know that there are 10 Makos, but in Va'ira there's only 7, so then you need to complete Va'ira by going into Bo. And then you have Bo, and then Bo finishes, and we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're still, it's not complete yet. So then we come to this week's Parsha B'Shalach, and we have Az Yashir, and we cross the Kriyas Yamsuf, and we sing. But we know that even it's still not done, we have to get to Yisro. And then even when we get to Yisro, then it just only started. But I want to speak about deep Inyan. And again, it's all B'derech Efshir, but I think it's something very, very nice. And here we go. So in Shar Kavanos, in the Chelek on Shabbos, Shar Kavanos, Drush Shinoi HaTfilos, from the Ari HaKadosh. So, we're not going to say it on the inside, we'll just say it on the outside what it is. But there, the Arizal speaking about the difference between the, it's called Shinoi HaTfilos, that there's a difference between the Tfilos that we daven on Shabbos versus the Tfilos we daven during the weekdays, and even stronger, the different Tfilos that Shachris Mincha Maariv every day, and that no tefillah is ever the same as any other one. But he points out, the Arizal says something very, very interesting. He says the following in him. He says that when it comes to Shachris and Mincha, he says when you get up to Shmona Esrei, he says your right hand should be on top of, your left hand should be under your right hand, meaning your right hand should cover your left hand, and Sgira Seinayim, and your eyes should be closed at the same time. And then he says that during Maariv, which we know, obviously, if we think about it for a second, we see that Shachris and Mincha have Chazar Sashatz in it. And they have an Ashrei in it. But by Maariv, it's very interesting, like, we're just used to this, but why is there no Chazar Sashatz in Maariv? But Arizal says, so during Shachris and Mincha, only by Shmona Esrei do you have your hands over your right hand over your left hand, and you have to have your eyes closed. And then by Maariv, he says, from the very beginning of Maariv until the very end of Maariv, you have your right hand over your left hand, and your eyes are closed. Skir Sinaim. So Agav, it's pointed out that he says, but from Gamliel Rabinovich says, but if you're davening with a sitter that has kavanos in it, then you know the kavanos from like the Roshash or whatever, then that's considered as if your eyes are closed. So I ain't if that works if you're using a regular art scroll sitter, that if you'd be able to do that. Probably that's fine. It is fine. Alpi halacha. But anyway, what we see is that there's a tremendous connection that the fact that you have to have your right hand over your left hand and have your eyes closed at the same time. So we see a shaychus of the inayim and the yadayim. So b'siyat d'shmaya, try to go into something right now. It's going to be very deep. And we'll try to bring it out. Alpi avodas Hashem b'siyat d'shmaya. So, it goes like this, is that the Indian of the Yadayim, as you probably know, for sure that you're by Rav Moshe Tzvi, and you're by Rav Rubinstein, and Chevra is by Rav Weinberger, so you guys should be familiar with these in Yanim, that the Indian of the right hand over the left hand, so we know that there's 10 Sfiros, and it's called, that there's something called Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvuros, right? So we know that if you look at your fingers, you have 5 fingers, on your right hand, 5 fingers on your left hand. So your right hand represents chesed, right? And your left hand represents gvura. So the Indian of putting your right hand over your left hand, even we see this in Netilas Yadayim, right? In Shar Kavanos, that Rizal says in Netilas Yadayim, that you should say the bracha with your hands up, and when you say the bracha, your right hand should be a little bit over your left hand, right? We see this also by when you say Poseach Yadecha, the Ben Yishchai quotes that your right hand should be a little bit higher than your left hand. So what's this Indian of your right hand over your left hand? Because the right hand represents chesed, and the left hand represents gevura. So the inyan of putting your right hand over your left hand during davening, the Ariza says, is what? Is the inyan of habtakas adinim, to be sweet and harsh judgments. And so too, just as you have that by the yadayim, so do you have that by the inayim. If you look in the Kavanos Arizal in Kiddush Lel Shabbos, and the Ben Yishchai quotes this in his Hilchos Shabbos, he says, the Arizal says the following kavan on the word savri. Now again, by the Arizal, like Rav Matal Zilber is quoted very often, the Arizal has rishus to say whatever he wants, and any Ramazim he wants, with 1,000 kolos, switching letters, because the Arizal is the Arizal, so he has the rishus. So whatever the Arizal tells us is gold. So basically, the Arizal says that when you say the word Savri, so Savri is Gematria 272. But he says, when you say the word Savri, you should have in mind, and you should look into your Kiddush cup. Right? We've seen that before. The Ben Yishai says, you look into your Kiddush cup. So why? Because he says like this. How many eyes does a Jew have? You have two eyes. So if you take the word Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun is 130. So times two, because you have two Einayim, is 260. So 260 is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei times 10. Yud Kei Vav Kei times 10 is 260, two Einayim. And the Ben Yishai quotes there, that the Inyan is that you have five Havayas and five Havayas. So five represents Chasadim and five represents Gevuros. So the Inyan is that with your Einayim, you're looking in and you're being Mamtik, five Chasadim, the five Chasadim, the five Havayas, are being Mamtik, the other five Havayas, to turn them into 10 Havayas of Kulu Chasadim. So again, we see something unbelievable. We know by the Yadayim, it's in Hamtakas Gevuros. And we know the Inyan by the Einayim is also Hamtakas Adinim. So now we see that the Inyan of Tefillah, right, is that in Shemona Esrei, you have your Adayim, but at the same time you have your Einayim. Why? Because since Tefillah is all Inyan of Hamtakas Adinim, so therefore you need to have your Adayim and Einayim working together. So it's mamish something unbelievable. So now, let's come to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Within Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see something mamish awesome. Is that we see very often quoted that Hashem has the Yad HaGedola, Yad HaChazaka, Yad HaRama, and Hashem is all these different Yadayim. So it's nice, because Svarim say, we quoted this last week in NYU, we quoted this, right, at the Shir in your apartment. We quoted that the Indian is, that Svarim say, the Basayim brings down, that the Shem Mem Beis, which is the Shem of Anav Echalach, came down to Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael. So now, what's the Shem Mem Beis? So, Shem Mem Beis is the following Indian. Is that you see a lot come up the inyan of Yadayim. So the Arizal quotes this, the Sif Sechein quotes this, Rabbi Nachman quotes this, that we see that there's three main Yadayim, called Yad HaGedola, Yad HaChazaka, and Yad HaRama. So how many Yadayim do you have there? You have three Yadayim. So the way it works now is that you have a right hand, and then you have a left hand, like we quoted before. But when you put your right hand on top of your left hand, that's like you have a third hand, because now it becomes one hand. So it's three Yadayim. So if you take Yad, plus Yad, plus Yad, is Gematria, Mem Beis. And that's the Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was through the Shem Mem Beis. Right? We know that what was the Shemos that took us out of Mitzrayim? Ekye Asher Ekye. So if you take Ekye, is 21. So plus Ekye, it was two Ekyes. So Ekye plus Ekye, Aleph He Yud, plus Aleph He Yud He, plus Aleph He Yud He, is the Gematria, 42. Shem Mem Beis, the three Yadayim. But we know the concept is that any Hava Mina has a place. Any Hava Mina that you have in the Gemara, even though it might not be the way that the Gemara goes with it, and might not be the way that the flow becomes, but there's still an Inyan that the Hava Mina was there, and it's not there for no reason. So now, we have to know, when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just a Stam person, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the way he's taking that Klai Yisrael was through Shemos HaKadoshim, but he wasn't sure which Shemos. That's why he said to Hashem, what name should I tell them? So Svarim point out, the Arizal points out in Shaar Kavanos by Pesach, is that Moshe Rabbeinu originally thought that Yetzias Mitzrayim would be through the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sees the burning bush, what does it say? Kisar Liros. Kisar Liros. So the Arizal points out, they've taken Gematria of Sar, is Samech is 60, Reish is 200, it's 260. It's Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei times 10. And that Dafka, it says what? Kisar Liros, with Einayim. Because Ayin plus Ayin also is Gematria 260. Kisar Liros. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought it would be through what? Through the Shem Havaya. That they have 10 Makos, 10 Dibros. That he thought that the Shem Havaya would come to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But Hashem says, no, it's the Shem Ekya. Again, what do we see here? We see a Yichur of the Yadayim of the Shem Ekya. And what's the other one? And then we see that no, maybe it's the Shem Havaya, which is the Einayim. So what's going on here? So something very, very, very Gishmak that Rubenstein pointed out. If we go to the end of Parshas Bo. Now, Parshas Bo is a very interesting Parsha, because it's the three last Makos, but then it's also Parsha Chodesh, and then half the Parsha is all about Pesach, so you're kind of like reading through this Parsha, you're like, what is the goal of this part? What's going on here? Right? There's so much going on, and then it comes back to Makos Bechoros, and then it tells you have to tell over the story of and then it goes to Peter Chamor and Peter Bechor, and listen to the last Pasuk within Parshas Bo. V'haya le'os ayadcha u'lototafos be'inecha ki b'chozek yad hotzianu adonayim mitzrayim. So that's very also we go into tefillin. Now the Ramban has a very famous and beautiful Indian that he speaks about tefillin, but we have to ask, where's tefillin coming from? Why is what's the shaychus of tefillin here with the whole Indian of Yitzis Rhyme? Why is it here? So I'll pee. This is very nice. This is what Rav Rubenstein said. I'll pee what I told Rav Rubenstein. He said, "Oh, it works very, very nicely." Because what's the Indian of the Yadayim, of tefillin? What did we just say? The Hayale Os Al Yadcha. Yadayim, u'totafos bein einecha, yireinayim. Hold on, all of a sudden we see this whole inyan. We're speaking about Mitzrayim. It's Yisrael. We're talking about that. What? It's with havayas and with ekyas and with the einayim and with the yadayim, and that's the kavanah tefillah. And all of a sudden we have at the very end of Yitzias Mitzrayim, our last step in Mitzrayim, almost right before it says Paro sends us out, is what? Tefillin. Which is that what? That it's on your Yadayim and it's on your Einayim. Is that the Inyan of Tefillin is what? It's the Inyan of a Yichud of the Yadayim and the Einayim coming together. Happens to be very nice. Because it says, Ki Bechozek Yad. So if you take Gematria of Bechozek Yad, which is talking about the Chozek of your Yadayim, is Begematria Ayin, which is the Eye. And then if you come into this week's parts of Beshalach, it's very Gishmak. It says, Klai Yisrael went out, Yotzim, what? Biyad Rama. Yotzim Biyad Rama. So if you take Gematria of Biyad Rama, is Gematria Ayin times 2. Is the 2 Einayim. So it's very nice, because the Chozek Yad is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei times 5, which isn't Mamtik yet. It's only that you have 5 Havayas. But Biyad Rama, that we went from a Chozek Yad to Biyad Rama, is Gematria Havaya times 10. So again, we see something coming up here, that what? The Indian of Bechozek Yad is Begematria Ayin. And Biyad Rama, which is then Yadayim, but again, it's Begematria, what? Ayin times 2, the 2 Einayim. So what's this Indian of the Tefillin being on the Yadayim and on the Einayim? So Rubenstein said something very, very nice. He says, the Indian is that first we know you put on your Tefillin Shel Yad before your Tefillin Shel Rosh, but we know that Tefillin Shel Rosh is the Iker. Right? That's what you say on your Tefillin Rosh, Al Mitzvah Tefillin. That this is the mitzvah tefillin. You only say laniach tefillin when you put on it. But when you put it on your rosh, oh, this is al mitzvah tefillin. So Rav Rubenstein said the following, something beautiful. He said, the Indian of putting on your tefillin shel yad first is that you're representing that you're tying down your yad, right? You know that when you're wearing tefillin, it's very hard to like move around if you're righty, let's say. When you put tefillin on your left hand, it's very hard to move your left hand. Why? Because he said what it represents is that you're tying down your yadayim. Because Yadayim represents physicality, represents the Olam HaAsiyah, being Osek in this world. But we know the Einayim represents Kedusha. Right? Kedusha is Einayim we always speak about. That the Indian of what a Tzaddik sees. Right? You don't hear so much you're not going to hear like a Rebbe speak about, you know, you have to be very careful with your Yadayim in the streets, be careful, don't expose your Yadayim. But everyone's always speaking about, no, you have to make your Shemir Seinayim. Why? Because the Einayim represent Kedusha. So he said that's Indian, because when you first put on your tefillin shel yad, and you tie down your yad, represents like what? You're subjugating your yad. You're subjugating your gashmias. Oh, then what? Then you could put bein einecha. Then you put tefillin on your eyes. But what's the obvious question? You don't put it between your eyes. You put it on your head. He says, because really, just as there's 3 yadayim, like we said before, there's also 3 einayim. It's called the einei asechel. Is that what? When you tie down your gashmis, you open up your Eini HaSeichel. And you see, it's your spiritual eyes that you give koach to want to become more of a ruchniistic person. But we see what happens, that by tying down your Einayim, what enables you to open up your Einayim. But that's also the Kavana. So then you would say, hold on a second. So then it should be in Davening, which said from the Arizal before, if you're putting your hands over your hands and tying down your hands, Kiviyachol, then you should open your eyes. So Rumsi said, no, you shut your eyes. Why? Because you're shutting your physical eyes and opening up your ruchniistic eyes. What we see is that there's a tremendous connection again between this inyan of the Yadayim and the Einayim coming together. And that's what Tefillin represents. And this is what Yitzias Mitzrayim represents. It represents subjugating our physicality and opening up the ruchnius, opening up the spirituality that we can have. So now let's come to this week's Parsha. It's very Gishmak. Because we have Kriyas Yamsuf. So we have so much by Kriyas Yamsuf, it's unbelievable. We know one Indian by Kriyas Yamsuf. We say, Ra Shifcha Yam, Mashalo Ra Yechezka Bambuzi. we say at Kriyas Yamsuf, a Shivcha Layam saw mamish the most incredible things. That what her Einayim were opened. She had the Ra'a Shivcha Layam, that she saw. What are we going to say this week's Parsha? Zeh Eli V'anvehu. We said Zeh, that this. When this means you see it, it's in front of you. Zeh Eli V'anvehu. We said this, we saw it. And very nice, we say, Yimincha Hashem Neri B'koach. Wait, let me just get it in front of me. Hold on a second. Where is Azi Hashir? Oh, here. Kivas is Paro. No. Where is Yimincha? Where's Yimincha? Oh, here. Yeah. Yimincha. Where is it? No. Oh, here. Yeah, we say like this. Tamos yichasimu yadum tos moaven. Yimincha Hashem nedari bakoach. Yimincha Hashem tirats oyev. So we see something interesting. How does Hashem have two? How does he have two yimins? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi points out. It says yimincha, yimincha. What's going on here? Rashi says shtei pamim. Kishi Yisrael osin etz v'tzonu shel makom hasmol nasis yimin. Well, when we do the ratzon of Hashem, then what happens? Our left becomes our right. So this is the inyan again, if I'm takas adinim. That's why if you take yemincha plus yemincha, 130 plus 130, the gematria, 260 gematria havaya times 10, gematria ayin times 2, the 2 inayim. Again, because this is inyan, that the inayim are coming out, through the adayim, the inayim having a yichad together. And then we're going to come, mirtz Hashem, next week's parksha, to what? Ata haris ladas, ki Hashem elokim ein omelvado. Coming to what? Coming to Matan Torah. Matan Torah, Tahareisa Ladas. Hareisa Ladas, that what? Our Einayim went to a new level, a higher level of Re'iyah. Because the Indian, the Re'iyah keeps going, the more spiritual a person becomes, and you tie down your Adayim, the more spiritual you become. And then what? And we know this is the Indian of the Battle of Amalek, that we have in this week's parsha, the Indian of Purim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands go up, Ahi Yadav Emuna. Right? The Indian of his hands. But what? Where are his hands going up to? They're going up to the top. That what it represents that the Yadayim have an aliyah. The Adbo HaShemesh. Shemesh is at the top. Shemesh is the light that we can see because of the Shemesh. That what's lifting up the Yadayim. And that's the Inyan Mordechai Atzadik. That Mordechai over Haman. We know this Inyan, that this is the Inyan that Kol HaPoshet Yad, we said yesterday. Kol HaPoshet Yad Nostin Lo. Poshet Yad represents what? Putting your hands out. Poshet Yad. But also represents that you're mafshi your Yadayim. It's like you're getting rid of your Yadayim. You're going to a higher level. So if Rubenstein said, this is the Indian of Mordechai. Because Mordechai is the osios, Ram Yadcha. Lifting up the Yadayim. That what through lifting up the Yadayim to a higher place, boom, you can take down a Malik like that. And that's the Indian of Purim. That's also when we come to Purim, what do we say? Yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasim v'ikar. Ora. There's an ora of Purim. We know the Indian of Amalek. Amalek wanted to what? Hechshichu einayim shel Yisrael. They wanted to darken our eyes. And that's why we know one of the names of Mordechai, the Gemara Megillah darshins out, is Mordechai ben Ya'ir ben Kish Ishimini. Mordechai ben Ya'ir. Why is he ben Ya'ir? Because what? Meir name shall Yisrael. Because he lit up the eyes of Klal Yisrael. So we see Mordechai is what? He's Ram Yadcha. But he's also Mordechai ben Ya'ir, which is what? Meir name shall Yisrael. He lights up the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Mamash an unbelievable Inyan. And we know that this is the Indian of the Yad and the Inayim coming together, and that's Purim, because Purim is what? It's the Yadayim, it's very involved in the physical world, but it's also Purim is Kulo Ruchni, because Yom Kippur, which is the day of Ruchni, is Yom Kippurim, it's only like Purim. It means that Purim's on such a higher level. So Al Pi Remez says in the Megillah, Yimei Purim, Yimei Ha Purim Ha Ele. Yimei Ha Purim. So it says Ha Purim. So if you spell the word Ha Purim, like it says in the Megillah, is Hey, Pei, Reish Yud Mem. So if you spell it in Miloy, so Hey is Hey Hey, Pei is Pei Yud, Reish is Reish Yud Shin, Yud is Yud Vav Dalid, and Mem is Mem Mem is Gematria 710. So now if you take the word Yad in Miloy, spell out the letters Yad. So Yad is Gematria 454 in Miloy. Spell out the word Ayin in Miloy is 256. So if you take Yad in Miloy plus Ayin in Miloy is Gematria 710, is Gematria exactly Hapurim, like it says in the Megillah. Because that's Inyan, that it's the Yichra, the Yadayim, the Inayim. And we know that the whole goal in this world, everything about this world is all to be what? To be Mal, the Rapach Nitzotzim, which we spoke about before. The 288 Nitzotzos. That what? That need an Aliyah. Right? There's the Indian of everything we do in Tefillah. If you look at through Tefillah, is all about, that's what the Ben Ish Chai says the Kavanah is, when he said the words, Ata Gibor Olam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim, Ata Rav Hashem, Mechaye Mesim, is talking about what? Being Mala the dead Nitzotos, and lifting up those Nitzotos that look like they're dead. So it's called the 288 Nitzotos, which he's spoken about before. So he says like this, is you take, and this is what I thought of Baruch Hashem, that if you take Ayin, we have two Einayim, so Ayin times two is 260. And we have two Yadayim, so Yad plus Yad, so Ayin plus Ayin, is 260. Yad plus Yad is 28. So 260 plus 28 is Gematria 288 is Rapach. That when a Jew has the Yichud of what they name the Yadayim coming together, oh, then you can be Mal the Rapach Nitzotzen. And this is the Indian of Purim. Purim we know is a day of what? Destroying the Klippas, being Mal all the Nitzotzen, Dafk in the world of physicality. And this is what we have here. So when Arizal tells us before, there's an Indian during davening that your Yadayim and your Einayim work together. So now I'll pee this. Maybe we have a little bit more clarity that what the Yadayim and the Einayim are always working together. And when a Jew puts on his tefillin in the morning, you should have this in mind that what? Closing off my Yadayim to giving aliyah to my Einayim and everything we do. But to also know the chashivas of every little thing that a Jew does. It's not just stam that you put your hands over your hands and you close your eyes. There's big things going on when we do these things. So to have the emunah in that, that's one of the biggest inyan of it. To have the emunah. That's what Ephraim always says, that the goal of Yitzhak Yisrael is Vihigata Levincha Bayomahu. So you take the gematria of Levincha, is Vigematria 102, is Vigematria exactly Emunah. Is the Emunah. And that's the Vahi Yadav, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vahi Yadav, Emunah. Emunah, because this is the Indian, coming out of these partios, to come out with Emunah. Emunah in Primius. Emunah in the Primius that the Sfarim tell us. So B'siyat HaShemayah, V'sivilcha to be masik these Indianim, to live with these inyanim, to get achias from these inyanim, and to live with them. And b'siyat Shema, b'zochet that day, mamish of Mordechai ben Yair, to mamish mayor name shal Yisrael, b'zochet that day, v'yom shkul Shabbos, v'nuchal l'chai ha'olamim, shkoyach.